Welcome to Leadership Speaking Radio. This is episode number 34. The topic today is living in your integrity. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Penn, founder of the Leadership Speaking School and disruptor extraordinaire of all things that are not working with leadership speaking and public speaking at the moment. Folks, I've got a really juicy show for you today. Are you ready to hear this download? I have just come back from a week of total bliss and enjoyment. I was burnt out. I could feel it. You know, it's that feeling of being out of balance. I was feeling like I was giving more than I was receiving. And when that happens, I get all loopy and I get really tired and I just can't even think straight. So I sounded the alarm and booked myself into an amazing retreat for 4 days. And in that time, I just came back to myself and I'm here now fresh and ready off of that trip. And I've got a topic for you today that is really top of mind. This idea of showing up in integrity. So that's our word of the day, integrity. According to the Oxford Languages Dictionary that's online, integrity is a noun. And it means that state of being whole or undivided. I just love that. I love it. Whole or undivided. Yes. And if you were like me a week ago, you were not whole and undivided. You might have been a scattered mess where you're out of alignment. You're not showing up as the true version of yourself when you're speaking in front of audiences. You're like, whoa, all over the place. And this word of the day is significant, A, because of the fact that we're still living in this COVID pandemic, other universe world, right? Things are still weird. Things are still disrupted. We're still there. And also, here's the other reason. I've just been seeing a lot of people that are divided, that are not whole recently online. And if you're like me, you will also have noticed just how detached and separate people are from themselves these days online. So let's go there. Let's enter this idea. What I'm talking about shows up in the online conversations, the online meetings that we're having with these deadpan faces that look like this, where the voices sound like this. This, folks, is the equivalent of having the off switch put on. All right, so the off switch, like, you know, you're turning on and off the lights. When you turn the off switch off, the person disappears. So in terms of integrity, there is none. You can't see the person. There's nobody home behind those eyes. And the person's almost like, it's like they checked out. And as an audience member, you see this person and nothing is happening. There's no spark. There's no energy. There's nothing. And as a listener, you're like, okay, well, this doesn't really matter. This doesn't really touch me. This doesn't mean anything to me. That's what happens when somebody is in that off mode, right? So I'm the off mode person right now speaking. Nobody's here. Nobody's home. So the opposite of that off mode, of course, is on. And here, yes, people show up in their integrity. Yes, there is wholeness. There's an undividedness here. This is what it looks like when someone's on. Right now I'm on. And you can see that my face is animated. My hands and my arms are in the conversation. And it feels like you and I are having a regular conversation because that's what we're doing. Just you and me talking. That's the difference. Now, there are a couple of things you need to know about this. On the one hand, you need to know that being off or being on is a choice. You can be one or the other. And obviously, for the purpose of connecting with your audiences, for the purpose of showing up as the best version of yourself, for the purpose of having a great experience in that moment of speaking, you want to be on. And the other side of this is that how you are on online is literally about your body. So when we just see these headshots, human heads in rectangles that we see on a daily basis online, when we just see that, Like, that's already an off switch. Like, bye, person left. We can't see the rest of your body. We don't know what's going on with your hands, what your hips are doing, which direction your feet are pointing in. All of these elements about your body tell us more. Give us a sense of your emotional connection to what you're talking about. And when we can't see it, then it's off. You are not in integrity there. You're divided, literally just a talking head. So a really simple way to fix that part is to have the screen and your camera and your whole setup set up so that we can see more of you. The more we are seeing and feeling you, the more we are connecting with you. So that is my big giveaway idea for this first part of this podcast episode, that there is an off and on switch. You do have a choice. And please make that choice be, I want to show up in my integrity so you can see more of me and you can feel more of my energy. I often say that what your body does, your voice does. What your body does, your presence does. What your body does, your mind does. Now, if your body has that much power, which it does, FYI, you want to be activating it. You want to be showing it. You want to be moving it. You want to be elevating your virtual conversations by engaging with your body. This is really important, and it's not hard to do. Now, you and I know what the status quo is. The status quo online is, no, it's just going to be this headshot and it's going to be a white background and that's it. It's time to disrupt that status quo. It is not working. It doesn't serve anybody. Your messages do not stay in the hearts and minds of your audiences, and nobody remembers that virtual conversation. We, as I like to say, are sensual creatures. We rely on our five senses, sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste, to live and survive. And this is how we communicate with each other. We are hardwired to use all of our senses to communicate with our other fellow humans. And online, we can't use taste, we can't use touch, and we can't use smell, which leaves only sight and sound. And when you make the bad decision to just have that talking head and that's all we see for sight, that's not good enough. Because all of those eyeballs watching you are looking for, are designed to pick up their little micro gestures, your nuances, all of that. We're looking for it. We want it. We're greedy for it. And when we don't get it, we numb. It pulls. It makes us tired. It's exhausting because we're actively searching for something that's not there. So it's inside your power, understanding this concept here through this podcast episode. It's within your power to activate your audience's sight by showing up as more of you, as you in integrity, more of your body is visible. So that is just something fun waiting to happen. And it's interesting when I think about it, like I have taught thousands of people this idea over the past year. And every now and then I'll check in on a group that I've trained and see what they're doing. Now, a little spy cam from Dr. Penn. And I'm absolutely horrified when I see that most of them are still showing up in their headshots. And I'm saying, what just happened? And then I think to myself, well, something's happening. Something's happening where people know what is right because they had my training. They were activated. They got momentum. But they are making the choice to still do the same old, same old. So two things, in my opinion, are happening. Number one, inertia has got a grip on them, holding them, you know, like in a death grip. Inertia, that voice in your head that says, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to stand out. I don't want to be different. That's inertia. And inertia will pull you into an abyss of nothingness, of numbness. Inertia is seductive. It's easy to be there. It takes no effort. But the cost of inertia is the death of your message. So that's a choice. And then another thing that's happening, in my opinion, is this idea of courage. It takes courage to one day, you know, press that button on the video on Zoom that you're going to put on your video camera, and to show up and for people to see more of you than just your head. That takes courage. But let me tell you that that's what is needed. Courage and defeating inertia in order to go this extra mile. In order to take this next step to elevate your conversations online so that we can see you and feel you and connect with you. And it is my guru, Kristen Linklater, who said, when I really see you, I connect with you. And that is an invitation on many different levels. But in this context, in this conversation, that is an invitation to turn on your off switch. So switch it on instead of off. And for us to see more of you in that frame on camera so that we can connect with you. All right, so that's part one of this podcast. But I've got another idea I wanted to share with you here today. You know, off of that vacation of mine, my brain is now all supple and fresh. And I'm just so excited to be able to download these thoughts for you today. During my break, I watched this event related to public speaking where a lot of speakers were, you know, one after another, giving different speeches, doing different speaking projects. It was really fascinating to watch. I was totally nerding out on it. But I saw it, and then something inside of me early on in that experience of watching this died. I felt empty watching most of those speaking performances. And the number one question that was coming into my head as I was watching these was, where are the people? Where are the people who are speaking? I can't see them. I can't see who you are, person who is speaking, because you've got this like big thing between you and me. And that thing is your energy. 9 out of 10 of these speakers were in what I call the fire energy. This is hot. It is push. It is intense. It is overwhelming. And with too much fire, you get what? You get burned. I was getting burned as the audience member. Here's what it looked like, okay? This is what too much fire looks like. Okay, I'm in fire energy right now, and I'm just going to push myself out at you. And here I am. I'm going to overdo everything, overcompensate, over the top. That's fire energy. Now, I do not want to spend a single minute of my day experiencing that intensity of energy. No, thank you. I'm fine to have that as, you know, sprinkled in elements of a talk. But for most of the talk to be in that energy, no. It doesn't work. It burns. When you've got too much fire, what do? You need to bring in water. You need to bring in the opposite of that intensity. So give me some balance. If you're going to do fire, but then take me to water. Rescue me. Take care of me. Keep me safe as a member of your audience. Do not let me get burned. So in watching these talks, fire was the definite element of choice. And overacting. Bad acting. I am going to read my book now. That's bad acting. When you actually have to like show that you're reading a book, you can just say, I'm going to read my book now. In a tone that says you're going to read your book now. You don't have to show it. Yeah, it's overcompensation. So there was that going on as well. And I was thinking, what dimension am I in right now? Like, what kind of a world am I living in? Where this is the standard that I'm seeing in this event. And it made me think about something that I think about on a daily basis, which is the internal conversation that is so essential for you as a speaker to be tuned into. Your internal conversation is your self-awareness. You are awake to how your body feels. To the temperature of your skin, to the pace of your heart, to what your calves are doing at every moment. That's self-awareness. And this is essential in your journey as a speaker. You need to be self-aware because you need to be feeling what you're doing. When you're not feeling what you're doing, and you know, you might be in fire the whole time. And if you were aware of your body in fire energy that whole time, you would be aware of the fact that you are feeling tired, that it is making you feel drained, that that frozen fake smile thing that you're doing on with your face doesn't feel real. You don't feel good. That is what your internal conversation will be telling you if you're doing fire too long. And by seeing the fact that people were doing fire, I was thinking, whoa, they are not listening to their internal conversations. They are not honoring their instinct, their gut. That internal conversation is wired to your survival. And if it doesn't feel good, you've heard me say this before, it isn't good. And you need to change. And what I like to say is, if it doesn't feel good, stop, drop what doesn't feel good, and make a bold decision to change the course of how you feel. All right? So this is obviously borrowed from stop, drop, and roll, right? If you're on fire, you stop, you drop to the floor, and you roll, and that gets the fire out, hopefully. But I've modified it for speaking. Stop what you're doing. Just take a breath, take a pause, have a drink of water. That's stopping. And drop. Make a conscious decision to be like, okay, I've got too much fire. I know the opposite of fire is water. Let me go into water, right? So you're dropping what's not working. And then you're making the bold decision. I'm going to go into water now and be more fluid and relax and go with the flow and not push and intrude into the hearts and minds of these audience members, but actually to earn my way in there, to open that segue. So that's what that looks like. And that's how you activate into this space of body awareness. You do something about it based on how you feel. So you need that feeling. You need to be aware of it in the first place. Yeah, this is a big takeaway. Gosh, if I could go in there into all of these, you know, internal conversations of the people that I saw the other week who were doing this speech thing, if I could go in there and just be like, you know, stop, drop, and make a big, bold decision. And to see that switch, it would just ease what they were saying. What we're looking for as members of the audience is we want equilibrium and harmony. We want to be feeling like everything is aligned. Yeah, everything vocally is coming out in equilibrium. It makes sense. There's congruence between what you're saying and what you're hearing and what you're doing. Yeah, we want equilibrium with body language. We want what the body is doing to mirror what the person is saying. There's that congruence. We want equilibrium with presence. Yeah, so all of these elements of equilibrium, they put your audience into a state of relaxation and calm and trust. And they feel safe. And in that state, your audience can listen, can surrender, can enjoy, and can thrive. Remember what I always say, which is it's not about you. It's about your audience. So it's not your head trip. It's not your ego. It's not, well, you know, this is how I normally do things. It's not about that. It's about what are you going to do so that you can show up as the best version of yourself so that that audience that you have is served the best version of you, so that they are in a state of equilibrium, so that they can receive your message, so that their hearts and minds can be opened by your content and your pathos, your emotional connection. Yeah, that's what it's about. So this is something I want to just remind you about. I've said it in many different episodes, but it's such a big part of the language of leadership speaking. This is like an essential concept. It's not about you, it's about your audience. And now I want to add that this idea of integrity is an essential concept in leadership speaking too. And when you are showing up this way and listening to your internal conversation, you are in integrity. You are creating equilibrium for yourself. If it feels wrong, it is wrong. And obviously the opposite of that is if it feels right, it is right. You need to be listening to your internal conversation. You need to be thinking, if this is feeling wrong, then I need to stop, drop, and make a bold decision. If this is feeling right, which feels something like a natural high, because you've got your dopamine, your oxytocin, all these endorphins are flooding your bloodstream and you feel good. It's a reward system. It's a reward system for doing what is natural. Because we as humans, we're hardwired for communication, right? We use our five senses, all that. We're hardwired and we're rewarded when we do it right. So if you're feeling good when you're speaking, then you're doing it right. Don't change anything. But if you're feeling bad, something's not right. Stop, drop, and make a bold decision. Folks, these are big ideas. These are big ideas, and they're happening. So the negative elements are happening on a really epic proportions online. They are draining us, the audience members. They are creating messages that do not live in the hearts and minds of the people who are listening. And they're creating experiences for people who are the speakers where those people are not in integrity and they feel it, but they deny it and ignore it. So this podcast episode is an invitation for you to wake up, put on your on switch, get your body into that little rectangle on Zoom so we can see you, because when we really see you, we connect with you, and live in integrity related to listening to your internal voices. If it feels wrong, it is wrong. Stop, drop, and you know the rest. Make a bold decision to change something. And if it feels right, keep it coming. These are the golden nuggets that I want to shower you with. I want you to live inside the glow of these big ideas. Because when you do, you will feel alive and you will wake up your audience and all will be much better in the world. So there we are. Take these ideas, run with them, use them, try them out. And folks, I need to hear from you. Everybody, like, I have never experienced so much silence in my life. Yeah. So I spend a significant amount of energy creating these podcast episodes for you. And they come from a heart place for me. I care. I want to love you up with it. This content. And I need some love back. This is a give and take relationship. It's not all unidirectional. If you are enjoying these podcasts, if they are serving you, if they are helping you, if they are elevating your leadership speaking, I want to know about it. So subscribe, give me more than thumbs up, write comments, do what you need to do. I need to know what's going on out there. And I need to feel your love. Because when I feel your love, you get more of mine. Okay, that's my invitation. I want to leave you now. I want you to all know that, you know, I'm thinking about you out there. I'm watching what's going on. And I hope that these episodes are helpful. I hope they're practical. And I hope you can apply this stuff straight away. Oh, and I need to mention, I am recruiting for the May and the June cohorts of Leadership Speaking Core. Yes, I am. The masterclass extravaganza that I offer. And it's a 5-day intensive head-to-toe transformative experience. Okay? This is for those of you out there who feel called from the inside out to really elevate yourselves as speakers, to transform, to unleash your potential, and to get into your best version of yourself as a speaker as soon as possible. So I'm recruiting for that. To find out more, go to my website, www.theleadershipspeakingschool.com/leadershipspeakingcore, LSC. So actually /LSC. Okay, that's it. And I'll look forward to talking to you next time. In the meantime, take care of yourself, stay well, stay sound, do your leadership speaking, and enjoy all of the learning that comes with it. I'll talk to you next time.